Good Wednesday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we're able to share these few moments together in God's Word. Today we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And today's reading begins with Paul explaining why he did not wish to visit the Corinthians, but chose to write to them instead. He then addressed a particular situation which apparently resulted from one person who had been attacking Paul and his teachings, and he encourages the Corinthians to forgive that person. And God's renewing word for us today is unity in Jesus. And so let's begin reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. So I made up my mind not to come to you again to make you sad. For if I were to make you sad, who would be left to cheer me up? Only the very persons I had made sad. That is why I wrote that letter to you. I did not want to come to you and be made sad by the very people who should make me glad. For I am convinced that when I'm happy, then all of you are happy too. I wrote to you with a greatly troubled and distressed heart and with many tears. My purpose was not to make you sad, but to make you realize how much I loved you all. Now, if anyone has made someone sad, he has not done it to me, but to all of you. In part, at least, I say this because I do not want to be too hard on him. It is enough that this person has been punished in this way by most of you. Now, however, you should forgive him and encourage him in order to keep him from being so sad that he give up completely. And so I beg you to let him know that you really do love him. I wrote you that letter because I wanted to find out how well you had stood the test and whether you are always ready to obey my instructions. When you forgive people for what they have done, I forgive them too. For when I forgive, if indeed I need to forgive anything, I do it in Christ's presence because of you, in order to keep Satan from getting the upper hand over us, for we know what his plans are. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, where Paul writes, when you forgive people for what they have done, I forgive them too. And so, Paul isn't vacillating here, saying he's going to visit and then not visit. He decided that the best way to handle the dissension in the church was by writing a letter and allowing the church in Corinth to take care of the problem that they had there, the dissension within the ranks. And now it is time, since that person has repented of their sins, it is time for the church in Corinth to receive him back into the fellowship. Let's pray. God of mercy and forgiveness, at times it can be hard to forgive those with whom I have had differences. Forgive me for the times when I have failed to forgive others. Make me mindful of Paul's message today. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, where the Apostle Paul describes the victory believers have through Christ. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless, is my prayer.